To what time are you going? Till 10 to?
What time? Yeah, I have to leave a little early, but...
What time does she go? Till 10 to, no?
10 to Davin.
So. All right. We go to the Vim Aleph?
Yes, so we started it up to the 2 Davin.
Good. Omer Reb Zeira. Anoch hazite lerebabo sheniach yodo v'keneged ponov shamato. Another story of something that happened that Chachamim saw in the Beis HaMerchetz. Anoch hazite lerebi abo sheiniach yodov keneged ponov shamata. He put his hand in front of his Eva, in front of the, we had the Bismila. Eloya Dana, he wasn't sure, Rebbe Zeira wasn't sure if Rebbe Abo, he noga, Eloy noga, if he touched himself or not. So Gemara says he was washing himself over here. He put his hand over the altsnius, so he kept himself covered. In fact, the more pshita de loy noga. What's the question? Of course he didn't touch. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, called the oiches ba'amo mashtin. Anybody who holds his the eva is when he's going to when he urinates. Kilu meiv mabul oila. It's like he's bringing a mabul. It's like the mabul. Rashi explains why is that because it comes to he can bring himself to carry, and that was the destruction of the Dora Mabul that they were moitzi shichvazer lebatola. And but if you hold yourself over there, you could come to such a situation. So of course he didn't hold himself. Tosis points out that even though in the Gemara in Nida where this Gemara of Rebbe Lezer is a Rabbana argument, the Rabbana say it's mutter to hold yourself when you go to the bathroom, but that's only because it's a chashash. People shouldn't say that people shouldn't spread any rumors that as a mamzer, if a person goes to the bathroom and he's got drips all over himself, so people assume that he can't have children. He can't be mazriya, so therefore his children might be mamzayim. So but that's only good when you. This is all very good when you go to the bathroom, whereas everybody would agree. Otherwise, of course, one is not allowed to hold himself. So therefore, of course, since he's not allowed to touch himself over there, so surely, Rebbe Abo, when he put his hand over there, he surely wasn't a geya ba'ama. Rabbi offers a different shot. Why he covered himself? Why perhaps it would be mutter to touch himself? Oma Abaya Asu Kibaloshes. Baloshes is, Rashi explains, these are the armies that come into the city. So it depends. They come, they always look, they're snooping. The snoopers, they're snooping, they're looking around to check out the city. So we learned halacha with regards to the Ayin Nesach, that none. Baloshes Shenichnes Ali'ir. These soldiers that came into the city, if they're the local soldiers, they're not fighting anybody. So chovi is psuchos asuros. Any open barrels, we choishes for yai nesach and the osa. Stumos closed barrels. Matoris we're not choishes that they went so far to open the barrels. But b'shas melchama, if it's a time of war, so these soldiers are nervous and afraid. Elu ve'elu mutoris. But even the open barrels on what they don't have no chashash of yain nesach. Why is that? If he shame penai le nasech, there's no time to get involved in making nisuch alma. So we see a concept caving the beisi le menasche. Since where there's a fear factor, so they're preoccupied, then they're not. You don't have to worry about such behavior. Hachanami so too. The babo could be he touched himself too. But Kevin the boy is, since he was worried, he was nervous, he was afraid. Even though he touched himself, he won't come to Yerurim and he won't come to be Moiti Zer Levatola. What kind of fright could Rabbi Abo have that he won't have to come to Yerurim? It was afraid he'll fall into the river. Now the Gemara continues, and what it says. But what we do see over here is that Rabbi Abo, he covered himself. He covered his bris milah. Whether he touched himself, he didn't touch himself, we can argue. But he definitely covered himself. How do you do that? Anybody who puts his hand over his bris milah, it's as if he's koifer in the bris of Avram Avinu. Means Rashi says he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed that he has a bris. So he's covering himself over. So you see, not allowed to cover yourself over. So how in the world did Rabbi Bo cover himself over? When is this said that if you cover yourself over, it's a sign of embarrassment and you're for bris mila? That's when there's no concept of tznius involved. Hoki nochis. That's when you're going to the river and you're facing the river. So there's not an issue of tznius. You're not allowed to cover yourself over when you're going down to the river. Hoki solik. When you're coming up from the river and you're facing the people over here, because of the concept of tznius, it's mutter to cover yourself over. Brings the Morgan of Rome. The Kiveg is told to the Morgan of Rome that in Simon Beis, if this is a question when it's the issue of people watching, then you should cover yourself over. Then you should be covering yourself over. Otherwise, you should not cover yourself over. If that's the case, the Shulchan Aruch says that one, when he gets dressed in the morning, should be careful to keep himself covered. How does it stand with this Gemara? You're not supposed to cover your erva. Your erva shouldn't look boisterous. Says the Morgan of Rome, that's all very nice. When you have to keep yourself uncovered, for instance, you're washing yourself, you have a reason to uncover yourself, and it's not an issue of tznius, then you don't cover yourself. Mashenkin, when a person has no need to stay uncovered, there's no need to stay uncovered. Of course, preferred method is he should keep himself covered. It's interesting, the other Achrayim Mishtel Zech, how come this Gemara? Why is it not brought down in the Gemara? The Poiskim don't bring this in Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought down. This is a chilek between this halacha of Rav, that kolam niach yodoy, and the chilek between if you're coming up from the river, from the Merchitz, or you're going down. Talk to the Gemara, how other Gedoylim, Tanoim, Amoroim dealt with this issue. Ki hod Rava Shochi. Rava, he bent over. Now, doesn't say Rava bent over when he bent over, but Rava bent over even when he was going down to, even when he was coming up from the mikveh, he bent over. He was going down to the mikveh. And the Mefarshim explained, because Rava is not a contradiction to Ravuna, because covering yourself and bending over is not necessarily you're covering yourself because of busha, you're bending over because you want to walk that way, so that's not an indication of any busha. Reb Zeir is Zokif. Reb Zeir, when he went down to the mikveh, when he went down to the Merchitz Zokif, he walked straight. Rabbonin, the very Reb Ashi, they made the distinction that the Gemara made before. Ki konachsi, when they were going down Zakfi, they walked straight. They didn't have a problem. Ki kosalki, when they came up, Shochi, they bent over. So therefore, nobody should see the Erva. Reb Zeir, we just got finished with Reb Zeir. He wasn't chayish for Rav, we just said before. Reb Zeir, when he went to the mikveh, he walked straight. When he came up, he wasn't chayish for Rav. Nobody should consider him as a koifen. He walked straight. He didn't cover himself over when he walked in the Beit Has. Talked to him about another incident with Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir having come ishtamit mid Rav Yehuda. Reb Zeir was looking to hide himself from Rav Yehuda. Why is that? Because Reb Zeir, the boy, the Mesa Glad of Israel, Reb Zeir wanted to go to Eretz Israel, wanted to relocate to Eretz Israel, and he knew his Rebbe, Reb Yehuda, wasn't so excited about that idea. Because Amar Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda says, "Kol Oyla Vivavo Eretz Israel." Anybody who leaves Bovel to go to Eretz Israel over Be'esek transgresses an Esek. So now my Tzadim Pazik Bovelo Yuvohu, you were brought to Bovel V'shom Yihiyu, and you should remain over there. So Reb Yehuda, even though this pasuk is talking about if they went from before they went back to Eretz Yisrael, but Reb Zeir said Reb Yehuda held this pasuk is a reference and it applies even today going to Eretz Yisrael. You're over Be'ese. Reb Zeir, however, Rashi explains, he understood this pasuk to be that it's not talking about the people, it's talking about the klishoris that were taken into Golis, and the klishoris can't be returned to Eretz Yisrael until it's brought back by the Nevi'im, by Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it's not talking about people. But anyway, Reb Zeir, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have a problem with this, and his Rebbe, Reb Yehuda, wasn't excited about the idea, and he was afraid of a speech a seminar from his Rebbe. He wasn't interested in one, so he decided he's going to do Mishtamet. However, he's a Talmud for Rebbe Yehuda. He wanted to hear something before he went to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to hear some nice Torah from his Rebbe. Amma, he said, Ezel ve'eshma mine milzer. I'll go and I'll hear something from him. Ve'aisi ve'esak. And I'll go, then I'll go to Eretz Yisrael. He'll be incognito, but at least he'll hear something from his Rebbe. Ozal ashkichei dekoi be'bani. He went, he saw, and he was going into the bathhouse. And he said to his shamis, bring me some soap, I want to wash my head. And he said it in Lashon Kodesh, bring me a comb. This he said in Lashon Kodesh. And then he started talking in Aramaic. And he said, Poschu pumaychu, open your mouth, vapiku havle, and let in the hevel of the bathhouse. And drink from the water of the hot water from the bathhouse, even though it wasn't heated up. The purpose for heating it up wasn't for drink, it was for the chitzah, for purposes of washing. Doesn't mean drink the water of the bath that you just took a bath in, but it means drink water, warm water from the bathhouse. And this he spoke in Aramaic, because Aramaic was the common tongue, and he wanted the people to hear, to understand these important lessons. So he started speaking in Aramaic. Omar said, Rabbi Zaydis said, if I just had come just to hear these things that he just said, these two ideas here, then it would have been worth the whole thing. So Gemara is explaining over here, what's this great things that he said, if I only came for this, as he heard such great pearls of wisdom, what exactly did he hear over here? He heard his Rebbe Yehuda say in Lashon Kodesh, that bring the masrei, bring the soap, bring the shampoo, and bring the comb. Kamash Malon, so he learned halacha. Dvarim shel choil mutar la'omer b'lashon kodesh. You're allowed to talk lashon kodesh in the base of merchitz. If it's dvarim shel choil, it's interesting. Tosfos said before on the last Tosfos on the page before that you're not allowed to be mahar in the Torah in the base of merchitz. But Tosfos says that's only to mahar lashon kodesh. But if mahar lashon choil, it's mutar to think in the base of merchitz. Not sure exactly how you mahar in English over Lashon Kodesh, but that's what Tosfos makes a distinction. But over here, in Divrei Choil, you can speak Lashon Kodesh. That's not a problem. Okay, that's the first thing. He understood it. This halachi understood from he heard this, he ascertained this halacha from his Rebbe. Then his Rebbe said, Pischu pomaychu vapiku havle nami. It's also a prose of wisdom. Why is that? Shmuel said, "The Omer Shmuel Havle Mapik Havle, the hevel that's coming through his mouth of the Beisach Merchitz, the heat of the Beisach Merchitz will take out the hevel that's in his body. He'll sweat. Elash Ashitu Ma'ay the Beibani, drink the water of the bathhouse. My Mal Yusuf, what's so special about that? That he said if he only heard, came to hear that, it would be worth it. The Tanya said, the Gemara explains the Tanya." Ochel v'loy shos, a person ate an meal, but he didn't drink. Achilosoy dam, it's not healthy. Bezeu tchilas choyle me'ayin. It's a good idea. If you eat something, you should see to take a drink. Ochel v'loy holach dalen amis, a person eats a suda, and then he doesn't walk dalen amis. Either his eating in bed, or his bed is so close, to, his table is so close to his bed. Big problem, Markeves, Achilosi Markeves. It's food, his food doesn't become digested. He's going to have stomach trouble, doesn't digest. He's going to have a bad stench coming out, bad odor coming out of his mouth. And it's the chlinikov of a person has to go to the bathroom for ochel and he eats. It's like a tanu that was heated up by its own ash, because he didn't clean himself out yet. His body's going to have a sweat. This is now the news of Rabbi Yehuda. If a person washes himself with hot water, but he doesn't drink from some of the hot water, so this drinking the hot water also washes your insides. So it's considered like a tana shesikun b'chutz. You only heat up the tana on the outside, but lo yisikun b'mifrim. He didn't warm up the tana on the inside. So here he understood this. He understood from Rabbi Yehuda that when you go to the bathhouse, you should drink some from the hot water. Big problem, however, how do you make a bracha in the hot water on the bathhouse when you're drinking the water? There's a big problem over here. Could be, says the Yavitz, could be that since he's not drinking for the purpose of drinking, just like the person is drinking because he's choking, you don't have to make a brocha. So it could be, says the Yavitz, here too in Beis HaMechet, since the purpose for this little drink is in order for refuah, purpose is that he would not have to make a brocha.
You see that he did speak Lashon Kodesh.
In Divrei Choyl, he spoke Lashon Kodesh, correct, yeah. That was
the
bracha, because you can't say a bracha Beis HaMechet, right. And the last thing that we learned in the Braisa is Lochatz Bechamin Veloy Nishtatif. The person washes himself with hot water and then he doesn't rinse himself off Betzoinen. Doim LeBarzel, he's compared to a metal Shechnisu L'Or, he heated it up. Veloy Yechnisu L'Tzoinen, after you heat it up, you're supposed to stick the hot into the cold, he didn't stick it in the cold. Lochatz Veloy Soch. If he washed himself and he didn't smear himself with oil, it's about like pouring water on top of the chavetz. Now, when did he make his sicha over here? So Tosfos says he's talking about he didn't make sicha before he washed himself, because Tosfos says most of the times when the Gemara, when it says about sicha, it's before you wash yourself. But if you remember, we had Rashi yesterday. Rashi said that he went into the Beis HaMerchitz over here. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdim, he said he went to the Beis HaMerchitz before Rebbe, and he wanted to put in a pach shemen into the ambati, into the bath. And Rebbe told him, don't put in the. Why did he want to put in the shemen? Rashi said he wanted to put in the shemen to warm it up a little bit. The Rebbe should wash himself. Excuse me. Tosfos says it was afterwards. After you come out of the bath, you wash yourself with oil. Rashi said before that he put the oil into the bath to warm it up, before, so he should be able to rinse himself, he should smear himself before the rechitza. That's what Rashi said. So exactly when he washed himself over here, not sure. Mechlekes Yishon. Alright, Mishnah. Mailia Hagorf. Mailia was an interesting type of kettle. The Gemara is going to give us a few descriptions. Either Mailia Hagorf means Mailia was it had outside the kettle. It had an attachment that was attached to the kettle that held coals in it. So it heated up the water from the outside. So whenever you took it, it had its heat source with it. A portable heat source. Another explanation of Mila Hagorif, the Gemara says. Yeah, that's what you got, yeah. Another explanation could be the Gemara Rashi brings here. That's Antichi. Okay, fine. But that's Mila Hagorif. Shoysin Emenu B'Shabbos. There's heated up water on Erev Shabbos, and before Shabbos you let the coals out of this kettle. So the halacha says shoysin emenu b'Shabbos, you can drink the water b'Shabbos, even though the water is still getting hot slightly from the warmth of the utensil. Nevertheless, Rashi says since it's not Moisef Hevel, there's no additional heat. It's only keeping its heat, maintaining its heat. It shouldn't cool off. You're allowed to drink it. So Rashi would imply that if it's Moisef Hevel, it would be a problem. Rashi compares Hatmana to Shia. Hatmana, we know, you're not allowed to be Matvin and Dovah Moisef Hevel. At best, this is not Hatmana. This is Shehiya. Shehiya and Dovah Moisef Hevel, it wasn't a problem if it's cooked to Michael Ben Yisoy. That's what Chananya holds. So why does Rashi say over here, Rashi is bothered because it's Moisef Hevel, it's not Moisef Hevel. But that's how Rashi learns. That the het of Meliah is, since it's not Moisef Hevel, it's Mutter. However, this new type of kevet called Antichi. Antichi could either be a double broiler. It has double bottom, and in between the fake bottom, and in the bottom you stuck the coals. Or not versus where the Meliah was on the side. Or another pshat Antichi could mean it was a kira, but in this unusual kira, it had two sections in the bottom of the kira. One was a pit for the fire, and one was a pit where they put water in it. And because the fire is generally burning in the other side, the walls of the and the wall of the of the of the of the kira is earthenware, so the water it becomes constantly hot because the wall absorbed lots of heat. So that's considered a moist of heaven. So avo pisha grufa, even though you raked out the coal before Shabbos, ain't shoyse lemenda, you can't drink from the antichi. Zok the gemara ain't kedom melia gorf. What's the case of melia gorf? The water was inside the kettle, and gecholim were chutz, and gecholim were outside. That's Meliah. That you're allowed to drink, as Rashi said, because it's not Moisef Hevel, whatever heat you have only maintains the warmth of the water. Antichi, Rabba Omar Bekiri. Rabbi says it's the type of a kira, it's a double kira, and one hole in the kira is made to store water. Beidudi means it has a bottom, it has underneath the bottom of the pot, it has another bottom inside where the coals are hidden inside. Mandal Beidudi, the one who says Beidudi, is also Koshken Beikiri, because Beikiri is even hotter because the walls of the Kikiri is cheres, and it's much hotter, the fire. The heat is much hotter based because there's a fire next door. Mandom Beikiri, the one who says that a antichi is Beikiri, Abu Beidudi, but if you have a pot that's a Beidudi with double bottom, loy, it's Mutter. So it comes out that you have a Meliah, everybody says it's Mutter. Everybody would say it's Mutter. Everybody would agree to Beidudi, Beikiri, everybody would agree antichi, which is like a Beikiri, which is a stove that has two holes on the bottom, one's for water. Everybody agreed that was us, that would be us. And Beidudi is the Shaila. Either Beidudi would be like, it depends how you learn Antichi. If Antichi is Beidudi, then it's just like Beikiri. And if Antichi is Beikiri, then the Beidudi is like a Meliah and it's Mutter once you rake the water. Look the more by the tiny Kabosid Rav Nachman. You have a right to Rav Nachman who says that Antichi is Beidudi, which is got the second bottom to it. Why is that? Because we learned Antichi, even though you raked it out and you banked it, ain't choice in many, you can't drink from it. Its floor makes it hot. So see from over here that the heat is coming from its floor. Other nechushter means floor. Rashi says another pshat nechushter can mean nechushes. Rashi doesn't like that over there because the Spirit said the difference is one is kappa and one is cheres. Dr. Mishnah Baita, Hamechem Shepinuhu. Person had a kettle that was on the fire, and you took it off the fire. Hamechem Shepinuhu. You took it off the fire. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what did you. It just mean you took. There's two explanations the Gemara gives over here. Did it mean you emptied out the mechem? Did it mean you emptied out the mechem? You emptied out the kettle? Or you remove the kettle from its place. This too, how to explain this? We'll leave that for the Gemara. But what says the Mishnah is Amechem Shepinu Lo Yitein LeToichoi Tzoinen. You cannot put cold water into this mecham that you just took off the fire, because the mecham has a little of a clean rishon, and if you're going to put water in there, Bishvil Sheichamu, it's going to get hot, and the water could get hot to the degree of a Yatze Ledes. We learned before the Gemara that a Klirishin is Mevashel, there's an Isav Bishel. Avonoisen Ule Toichoi. However, you could put water into it, or the Toicha Kois, or into a cup, Kedei Lav Shidon, in order, if the purpose of the water you're putting in is not to make the water hot, but just to warm it up slightly. Now, when it says Toicha Kois over here, what kind of Kois are we talking about? Obviously, if you're putting water into a Kois, has to be a cold water, it has to be a klisheni, because in a klisheni it's mevashel. So if it's a klisheni already, then there's no qualifications about the amount and type and reasons for putting water in, because klisheni ain't a mevashel. So when the Mishnah says over here, oyla teicha kois, putting water into a cup, k'day lav shiran, obviously we're not discussing the kois, because the kois are klisheni and it doesn't make a difference what you're putting it in for, it's ain't a mevashel. But the reason why it says lav shiran can be one of two reasons. Either because that's the mitzias, a cup can't do more, since a klisheni can't do more than just warming the water slightly, or it's telling us because with regards to Mechim, which is a klirishin over there, and the Mishnah puts it together, so we have to say lav shiran with regards to the kettle, because the kettle is a klirishin, and then the heta of putting water into a klirishin is only if I'm putting it in, that not to make it hot, only to cool it off, only to make it become lukewarm. My ka'om, frek the Gemara, my ka'om, says the Mishnah, Rashi explains, what does it mean, pinu? What does it mean, you emptied it? You removed what from what? That's number one. And secondly, what does it mean, in the Mishnah it says, lo yitain, first you're not allowed to put in, then it says you're allowed to put in. What are the scenarios of being allowed to put in and not allowed to put in? Clarify for us. So we have two explanations. The first shot we have is of course you had to take the mechem off the water, off the fire, because on the fire you can't do anything. You took the mechem off the fire. That's not what the Mishnah is discussing. Mishnah is discussing you emptied out the water from the mechem. Now you have an empty kettle and it's hot. You can't put in a little bit of water in order that water should get hot, of course, if it could become a Yatzi Ledes. Other than if it can't become, if it's not hot enough to become Yatzi Ledes, there's nothing to talk about. You can put in a lot of water in order to make the water lukewarm. Today love Shiron. So that's what the Mishnah says. Mayim shepin, mechem shepinu. You emptied out the mechem, this klirishin, so there's no water inside. To put a little bit of water in, you have to hit a little bit of water into that the water should get hot. Not allowed to do that. Put a lot of water in, that the water should become lukewarm, it's mutter. I frek the mishvek the gemara aloy mitzarif. Since this was an empty klirishin on the fire, we know by putting since it was hot, and stam Tosfos says stam mecham gets to the level of tziruf where it's very hot already, and therefore if a hot mateches you have to put it into cold, and that's the gemar melocha for that strengthens the metal, and that's the gemar melocha for metal. So there's an issa of gemar melocha makav apathish issa deraisa. So what's the heta? True as far as the water is concerned, the cold water is concerned, there's no bishul, but as far as the metal is concerned, there's a malach of makav apadish of tziruf.
Even on the inside.
Even on the inside. The whole thing, inside, outside, no difference. Here we're talking about filling it up. So the Gemara Rabbi Shimon, the Bade Master says, our mission is Rabbi Shimon, the Omer, Dovashen, Miskaven, Mutter, that happens to be the Aloha. The Gemara said before, Rabbi said, call me the Damar, Ovid, Kerav, except for three things. One of the three things was, Aloha, Kerab, Shim, Begreda, Dovashen, Miskaven, is Mutter, Dovashen, Miskaven. See, if my purpose of putting the water in here is to warm it up a little bit. I, through that, it's going to come with other Malacha. That interests me. That's Dovashen Miskaven and Shimon holds Mutter. Maskev Le Abayis. Abayis, the Kasha, Abad Mamasna, technical problem, which doesn't bother Abad Mamasna. But Abayis says, according to Abad Mamasna, you have to add an extra word. Hamechem Shepinu Mimenu Hamay. You have to add some words over here. Midi Mask, Midi Mechem Shepinu Mimenu Mayim. God, Tony, does it say that you emptied the kettle from its water? Mechem shepinu, Katani. All it says is that you emptied out a mechem that was emptied. It was removed. Removed from what? Removed from it. Doesn't say remove the water from it. Tosfos already says there's a lot of psukim and mishnayis that say already upinu sabayis and achipinisi sabayis, and it's left the object that was removed is left out. So who did the Mishnah can be left out the object? But nonetheless, Abaye holds that since you can learn one way or the other way, the Mishnah should have been more. If you meant the water, the Mishnah should have been more explicit, since you could have explained you only removed the kettle from the fire and there's still water in it. And because the Mishnah didn't explain, therefore Abaye understands, this is what the Mishnah is talking about. There's hot water inside, and now we want to heat up cold water, not from the kettle, directly from the metal, but from the water that's in the kettle. So you can't put in a little bit of water in order that because the little that should get hot, because it's going to be yatzila, it's going to be bishul. You can put a lot of water in. Of course, you must say you're putting a lot of water all at once, because if not, as you put the water in, it's bishul, and the reason they love shida. But since the Tana, and since the Tana only allowed you to put the cold water in, only if there's hot water in the kettle. So from there we understand, umechem shepinim imenu mayim. However, if the kettle was already empty, lo yitun atoichem mayim kolika, you can't put any water inside. Remnation mitzarev. The whole het of putting cold water into a mechem is only if there's water inside already. Once there's water, as if there's water inside, then it never comes to an issue of tziruv. You know the old scientific, you know, you take a cup, take a foam cup, fill it with water, and put it on the fire. The foam cup will never burn as long as there's water inside. There's no tziruv if there's water in the pot. Tziruv is only if there's no water in the metal. So if there's water inside, you can add more water. If it's an empty, however, if it's an empty pot, you're going to get the problem of tziruv. Why is that? Even though my kavana is not for tziruv, my kavana is only to warm up the water from the heat of the keli, and this empty keli, nevertheless, is going to be awesome. Rabbi Yehudi, the Omar Dovashen Miskavan Osa. Now, not that Abaye tries to explain to, not that Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehudi, because we pass like Rabbi Shimon, but better explaining our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehudi. Because he, according to Rabbi Masna, has the ear next to the word in the Mishnah, Mechem Shepinu Mimenu Hamayim. Abaye didn't like that pshat. In explaining the Mishnah, Abaye held that the Tana, since it could mean that you remove the Mechem, and also it could mean you remove the water from the Mechem, in a case where it could have a dual meaning, the Tana should have been more explicit. And since the Tana wasn't so explicit, Tana doesn't mean you emptied out the Mechem. It means you remove the Mechem from the fire. And it's going to have a halachic application as far as who the Tana of the Mishnah is with regards to tzir, if the Mishnah is Reb Shimon or Mishnah is Reb Yehuda. Comes along Rav. Rav gives another explanation, another halacha, which is negated to how it explained the Mishnah. Amar Rav, lo yishanu, we didn't learn in the Mishnah you're allowed to add water. Elo lahavshir. Only if you're adding water to warm up the water. Avol tzarif. But if you emptied out the water from the kettle, then it's also to put water in. So according to this, according to Rav, this sounds like Rav learned the Mishnah like Abaye. Of course, the Rishonim Mitzvah points out Rav and Shmuel came way before Abaye and Abada Bamasna. But nonetheless, we see from the way Rav learns the Mishnah that the only heta is to cool off the water, means to say is, if you want to make your water look warm, we understand that the only heta to put water into a kettle is only if there's water inside. But if there's no water inside, you're going to come to Tziruf. It's going to be awesome. That's how Rav learned. Shmuel says, "I feel the tzarif nami. Even if the mechem is empty and you're putting water in, and it's going to come to a tzir, if it's going to be mutter." So we see Shmuel learned like Rav Adam Amasna. Frankly, Gemara, according to Shmuel, "I feel the tzarif nami mutter" implies that lechatchil you can go and be mitzarif. Frankly, Gemara, the tzarif lechatchil mishari. You can't make lechatchil a tzirif. So what does Shmuel mean over here? That if my kavan is the tzirif, it's mutter. Ella, rather, I itma, if Rav said anything, Rav and Shmuel said anything, Hochi, this is what they said. Omar Rav, Loi Shonu, no, like Rav de Mamasna, there was water in their pot. Loi Shonu, you could put water in, only Elishila, how's you putting so much water in that the water is only going to become lukewarm and never become hot? Avol shilit tzarif, if you will put in a shilit tzarif, Rashi says, means to say is that you fill the kettle totally. Also, that's also because Rashi seems to imply here, and Tosis understands that Rashi too, that tziruf on klimateches is only if you fill it on top of the water. Has to be the only way there's no water. Even if you filled it totally with water, it's also mutter. Why? Because Dov Sheni Miskaven is mutter. Because he's Eni Miskaven Lekach. Comes out. Comes out that Shmuel over here holds that even you could put so much water in that it's going to come to Tziruf, it's also mutter. Means remember the Sovah Shmuel can be Shimon Svidalei that what that Dov Sheni Miskaven is mutter. Oh, my Shmuel says, "Mechabing achelis shel mateches b'shusa rabim." A person has a piece of metal, smolten metal, a hot piece of metal. Now, midoraisa said there's no fire on the metal; it's just the thing itself is very hot. Putting it out is only issur d'rabbanan. But the problem is, it's people can hurt themselves; they can burn themselves on this piece of metal. Therefore, says Shmuel, the halacha says that you got to move it away that the rabbim shouldn't become damaged with. However, if this coal is fire, is a piece of wood. Excuse me. If this is a piece of wood, so it's a coal over. You have a glowing coal in Shusha Rabbim. You're not allowed to move it away. You're not allowed to put it out. And if you want to say Shmuel holds, and that's why Tziruf is mutter, even though my intention is something else. So Afilu Shaleitz Nami, Reb Shimon, it's if either Shaleitz, it should also be mutter. Now, at this point in the Gemara is making a shidduch between Dovah Shein and Miskaven and Melocha Shein Tzicha Legufa. We only discussed till now Reb Shimon with regards to Dovah Shein and Miskaven. My intention of putting water into a pot is to make the water lukewarm. Being that, by doing that, I might also make it tziruf, make it on the tzar of the pot. I'm not intending for that. Then you have what's called the melacha she'ein tzicha legufa. The classical cases is a mace by bias, and it's starting to give a foul smell. I want the mace out. So Reb Shimon holds, I'm allowed to carry the mess out. Why is that? Even though I'm doing the melacha for itzah, but generally the melacha for itzah is I need something outside, so I'm taking it out. Mashenkin over here, when I'm taking the mace out, I don't need the mace out. I don't care where the mace is. I just don't want the smell here. I have no way to get the smell out other than taking the mace out. So I'm doing a malacha, yes, I'm intending to do that malacha, but it's in Sikhalagufa. I don't want that malacha. I have no need for that malacha. So here the Gemara is making a shidduch in Shmuel. If Shmuel holds like Rebbe Yehuda with the God Dovah Shein Miskaven, he should also hold like Reb Shimon. He should also hold Legabi Reb Shimon, Legabi Lach Shein Tzicha Legufa. And since I'm putting out the coal, I don't need the coal, as we learned before, by Madlikin. The only time the Chai for Kibui is only one Degachelis. I want to make a coal. I don't want to make coals over here. I want to put it out so I should take away the Hezek from the Tzibur. So therefore, if it holds like Shmuel, there should be no difference between a Gechelis Shel Mateches. And if it holds like Reb Shimon, there should be no difference between a Gechelis Shel Mateches and a Gechelis Shel Eitz. The Gemara, no, these two things are not mutually exclusive. So Dovah Shein Miskaven, some look at Reb Shimon. With regards to Dovah Shein Miskaven, and he holds like Reb Shimon. So therefore, when I'm putting water into a pot, and my intention is not for Malacha Saru, I'm not doing Malacha. I'm making my water lukewarm. I might come to a Malacha of Tziruf. No, that doesn't bother me. By the way, I just have to mention that we have to say I might come to a Malacha of Tziruf. Because even if Shimon says Dovah Shein Miskaven is mutter, but if it's a psikration, there's no way out of it, even he holds it also. So he had to put lukewarm water into a pot, put a lot of water into a pot to make it lukewarm, and I might come to a Tziruf. Dovah Shein Miskaven, I call it like Reb Shimon. Mashayin came, Vimalacha Shein Tzicha Legufa, so look at Reb Yehuda, look at Reb Yehuda. These things don't have to go together. Therefore, Hilkach, since we said over here that on the Issur d'Rabbanan, when it's the Chachamim weren't goyzer to put out this red hot metal, there's no Issur to put it out because only Issur d'Rabbanan the Chum allowed Issur d'Rabbanan to move a hezek from the Tzibur. Hilkach koit b'shusha rabim, if there's a thorn in shusha rabim and people could step on it and hurt themselves, you could move it in such a fashion we're not going to come to Issur d'Raisa. Have a good day. Thank you for coming.